So we'd like to welcome Blaze, who many of us have known for quite a few years, and welcome Vale. So wherever you'd like, Blaze, wherever you're most comfortable.
I feel if I sit down, it's like I got my back, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm Blaze Carrick. I'm back. Like a bad penny, I guess. I'm the president of the Mountain Division for Vail Resorts, and for the time being, I'm the interim COO for Park City Mountain Resort. I guess I'd like to start by saying that our company recognizes and has an appreciation for and an empathy for the turmoil that this community has been through for the past couple years, and probably which was really heightened in the last 6 months about the uncertainty of this upcoming season itself and then the future of Park City Mountain Resort in whole. And that's not lost on us, the effect of that on the staff at Park City Mountain Resort, the businesses in the community, and just people, everybody who lives, works here, and the guests and tourists who come here. We took that to our heart. And I told Jack many times through the negotiations that, try as he may, there was nothing he could do to us that would make us work any harder to get to a resolution. We were committed to that from the beginning. There were a lot of different potential resolutions, and maybe not everybody thinks this is the ideal resolution, but it's the one we have with today, and hopefully we turn the page and we all go forward, and we're here for a long time. I think our lease is 300 years, and it renews three times. So,
don't forget to sign the lease.
A tough crowd.
I think there's an app for that now.
Somebody's already on it, actually. You know, I think, you know, we probably, you know, I think we came into this, we didn't start this fight, but we came into the fight, and we came into it with the hopes that we could be the ones that resolved it, and we did, and we feel good about that, and we're really glad to be here. We think there's an incredible opportunity that's actually transformational for the resort itself, but also for the community as well, and we look forward to be partners in marching down that road together. The opportunity comes on a foundation of other people, and we recognize we bought a successful resort that has established, you know, phenomenal brand recognition, has successfully drawn a lot of business, has done really well, has a great reputation, and we really give credit to Powder and John Cumming and Jenny Smith for what they did, and what we're hoping to do is that we can build off of that now and take everything to the next level, to the next place. Jack asked me to talk a little bit about me, for those that may not know me, but I'll be very brief about that. I've been in the ski business for 42 years, and I started when I was 5. I wish. And I started as a ski patroller, and I started with the whole idea of really, I was a ski bum, and I'm still a ski bum at heart. I mean, that's the passion that drives me in this business, why I love it so much. And I love the places that we get to work at. And I had the opportunity to make it a career, which I never thought. All I was looking for when I started was to be able to get paid while I ski and have enough money to drink and eat. And that worked out better than I thought. I have a history here. I was the COO and managing director of the Canyons from 1997 to 2002, and actually started the Canyons. I came here with ASC. When we bought it, it was Wolf Mountain. A lot of people know that story. I won't go deep into it, but you know, I was at the Canyons and we were in the county, but, you know, my personal values as an executive or an operator is that, you know, you have to have relationships and you have to recognize it's where you live, it's not just where you work. And I always tried to reach out then, and I actually made great relationships with the city at that time when we weren't really in the city, but I knew it was important that our partnership was not just with the county, but it was with the entire region that we were residing in. My kids grew up here, went to school here. My wife and I still have many great friends here. So this is personal. I know a lot of people will call me up personally and give me grief if we F this up along the way. So, and that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. My youngest son, when we moved away from here, had Park City withdrawal and we had to send him back here to finish up his high school, the winter school, for 4 years. So that's me. Vail Resorts, I could go on and on. I actually spoke at the lodging group yesterday and went into all kinds of things. I'm going to try to do more broad strokes today, and we'll have 300 years three times over to talk about a lot of details. But we have three divisions. The one that makes the money is our mountain division, and that's the one that I'm the president of. And that's where we make our money. There's a lot of myth around ski companies that a lot of people say, well, no, ski companies only make their money on real estate development. That's just absolutely not true in our case. We've made money on real estate, but it pales in comparison to the money that we make as a resort operator. We're very successful. As Miles said, we're a public company, so you can go online. We have an earnings call this coming Wednesday. You can hear how we did last year. You know, we're in a solid position. We have a very strong cash balance, and I think the good news about that is we're reliable, we're strong, we're sturdy, and we reinvest in our businesses. I like to say the other two divisions. One division is hospitality, and the other division is real estate. And then within the mountain division, we have a couple subdivisions. One of them is retail. And to Miles's question about the 800-pound gorilla, I think if you go, we do play in those fields. We play in hospitality, we play in retail, we play in real estate. But we do what we need to do to make sure our resort is healthy. We don't do it to be the 800-pound gorilla and get our hands around every dollar in the community. And I think if you went to Vail, you saw our retail, but you saw a lot of other retail. We are not the biggest retail player. We could be, but we choose not to be. The same in Breckenridge, we're a much smaller component. Breckenridge, I think, is a lot like Park City, a mining town, a historic downtown. The retail there is, we're a very small retail presence. We're also a very small hospitality presence in every community except Keystone. And the only difference in Keystone is when we purchased Keystone from Ralston Purina, the whole lodging village came with that entity, and we kind of got it at the beginning, and nobody else wants it, so we've got it, and we run that. But we really look at, you know, is there a niche that we need to come in and fill that will really help the resort and the community overall in those fields that somebody else is not doing and somebody else is not going to do? You know, that's our approach, and that's what you'll see. The proof will be in the pudding. You know, a lot of years for you to, you know, say I lied about that, but I'm not lying. On the real estate side, real estate is truly about the health of our resorts. And Miles talked about the Lion's Head project. Lion's Head, he was kind of kind. It was a dump, and it was really hurting our business. And we got into the real estate development there to spur the redevelopment of Lion's Head and to plant the seed for a much higher quality experience, which was the first project was the Arabelle for those that went there. And that spurned other people. That made Ritz Carlton come in and want to partner with us with another project, and Solaris and Sebastian and Four Seasons. And it just kind of started a spinoff of a lot of other of people, both local and national brands that came into Vail. The same thing is true at Breckenridge. We had done one project to revitalize an area of that resort called Peak 8. We did a project there called Ski Hill, One Ski Hill. And then that brought in other private developers, and we actually sold them the land, and we're glad to turn it over. And they were local guys, two guys from Breckenridge, that wanted to do the other development of the Breckenridge Village. And we said, you know, more power to you. We do not need to be in that business. But we do. We are in the ski business. We get our arms around the ski dollar, the ski school, the on-mountain F&B, and that's the focus of our business. I like to say that we're big and we're small, because we're big. You know, we have 11 resorts. We're a public company. We have a 10-story office building outside of Boulder in Broomfield that people call the Death Star, and we operate out of that. Within that building and with our company, I think there's a passion for skiing and the ski business that resides in the smallest mom-and-pop resort in the country. And if you look at one of our business is 11 resorts. And we sell a big program for us is the Epic Pass, which is kind of unique, or was unique. A lot of people are starting to compete with us, but we sell it everywhere. We sell the Epic Pass around the world. Anybody can buy a pass. You don't have to be a local. And you can buy it, what we think is pretty cheap. And you can ski 11 resorts on that pass. So that's big. But the value of that pass is in the smallness and the diversity of the resorts. And so we don't have 11 McDonald resorts that everyone's the same. They are incredibly unique. And I think you saw some uniqueness between Vail and Beaver Creek, but they're pretty close. They're very close. But if you went to Kirkwood, and I don't know if anybody's been to Kirkwood, it's the funkiest resort, you know, maybe in America. And we own that. So we can own Vail on one hand, and we can own Kirkwood on the other. And it's incredibly powerful to our guests to have that kind of choice. We have two resorts in the Midwest. We have a resort in Michigan called Mount Brighton, which services this vast population of people in the Midwest who take the Western ski vacations, but they've got to have a home to get excited about skiing. Those resorts were really starting to fall apart, the feeder resorts that really kind of feed our industry. So we stepped into that. We bought Mount Brighton in Michigan, and we bought Afton Alps in Minnesota and created a new model of urban resorts, which really just recreated the urban resort experience to be of a quality of a destination resort, different scale, but just high quality in three different areas. Learn to ski, the best possible learn to ski slopes and programs and lifts, terrain parks, and racing, because those are really the three driving components in those communities that get kids excited about skiing. So the diversity is broad, and the communities are as diverse. I mean, the Beaver Creek community may be the closest community to Vail that we have, but Breckenridge and Vail are way different, and Heavenly and Kirkwood are way different, and they're all different, and we respect that the persona, and the brand essence, not just of each of our resorts, but that difference of each of our communities is sacrosanct, and that's where smallness to us is revered and really treated with great specialness. The opposite, I guess, of what a lot of people say is like, oh my God, now, you know, Mike Gore and whoever's the COO here is going to have to send a messenger off to Broomfield and to get a decision on how to spend a nickel. That's just not true. Because of that smallness, you know, the COO and the GMs within our resorts are empowered to run their resort, run their business, and to make the relationships and be the ones they live in those communities and to be, you know, the conduit between those communities and us in terms of making sure that we're behaving rightly. But we don't tell them how to behave. We're there to support their operations and their behavior. I think you might have hopefully got a taste of that when you met with Doug and you met with Pat. And their abilities really to be, they report to me, and I feel my job is really how do I bring out the best in the people that work for me, not how do I tell them what to do. You know, in the communities, partnership's important, but also participation. I think we got famous at the beginning. We wrote a huge check for $250,000. We do give out a lot of money. We support programs, but we also participate. We want people to be on boards. We want people to be on committees. We want to be a part of the communities we work in. We really want our employees to be engaged and to, like, you know, participate in the communities that we work and live in. We also have volunteerism. I think it's this Saturday, we have an Echo Day where we have a couple hundred volunteers of our staff that will be out helping on the WOW Trail, I think it is here, right? And we do that. We're doing that in communities all across our company on this Saturday in 11 different resorts, and we do that multiple times through the year. So for now, the focus for me, I've been here for 6 or 7 days. It's been all about the staff. And so there's a lot of people here in businesses. I did meet with a lodging community the other day because I had an opportunity to get to one of their scheduled meetings, but I haven't talked to a lot of people I should be talking to because I'm just focused in terms of talking to the staff at Park City and making sure they're good at where they're at, that I can answer their questions, that we can get them onboarded into our company. And I would tell you that they've been great. They've been really great. And I'm really impressed with the quality of people here. And I think I'm sure there's aberrations within our company there, but by and large, people are like, I'm there, let's go forward, I'm really excited. I think we just signed everybody up, so everybody as of yesterday afternoon is rolled up in a Vail payroll and benefits plan. We made that conversion, and we didn't have any picket lines, and nobody protested, and I think we're good. There's a lot of things. You know, I think there's, you know, in any transition, there are puts and takes, and I think in this case, people feel that things were balanced very well, and there's things that you know, change one way, but I think they were countered with changes the other way, and people are pretty good. But they'll speak for themselves, obviously, eventually. So the focus is on the staff, and then the focus is on outreach to the community. And then what I told the group there is, they said, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to do what you've been doing and be ready to open for winter, and I want you to tell me anything that in this last 6 months of turmoil that's held you back from being ready to operate the best we possibly can for this winter. I want to know what that is. And so our focus is on dealing with all those things and making sure that we're ready to go and that we can have a great season and look forward to that. For the future, we'll begin planning together. And we won't try to pick you off one by one. I guess, I look forward to the opportunity to work with the city and the county together and all the other stakeholders that we need to do. We are, I think I've already been out saying we want to connect. So we have visions of grandeur. We think connecting canyons, everybody's talked about, one Wasatch and interconnects. Well, here's a great opportunity. We're totally ready and willing to want to do it. We know it has to be done the right way, the permits, the plans, the studies. But we hope that we could get there, and we're ready to commit to that kind of investment, which would create the largest ski resort in the United States, which is pretty huge. In terms of the branding, everybody says, well, is it going to be one resort? We are always going to maintain the brand names of both resorts, but we're going to probably have Park City as a senior brand name because it's a powerful brand name, but it's still worth keeping Canyons and have two experiences within one larger resort operation. I'm here, I actually asked to do this transition because of my history here. I've told a couple of groups this story. I told the staff at Park City. In my early career, I was at a place called Sugarbush, Vermont. I was there for 20 years, and we had six ownership changes while I was there. Three of them were really good, and three of them were god-awful. And I know what it's like to be on the sucky end of an acquisition and a transition. And it's not good. People come in and they make you feel like you're the dumbest guys in the world because you're the newest guys in their company, and everybody else knows something and you don't. And people don't talk to people, and the anxiety is high. And so this is the sixth acquisition transition I've done for our company since 2010, because it means a lot to me that we do it right. Everything doesn't go perfect, and not everybody's happy, but it is all about respecting the history of the company you buy, the people that work in a company, and the town that you work in, and that's what I bring. And I bring that here in spades, I think, because having lived here, I have a phenomenal appreciation for how wonderful this community is. So I'm here for 60 days as the COO, and then I don't disappear. This, along with the other 10 resorts, all report to me, so the COO that will come here will report to me, and I'll be actively engaged in all the planning, and particularly the capital process and what goes on, and keeping a watchful eye. Probably they probably don't like the fact that I will be doing that more so than any place else because of the history, but Mike Gore's gotten used to it, so it's working out. So that's my story. I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate that you gave me the time to come out here and say hi to you and to the community. We charge $50 a head, right? We're splitting that.
They told us it was $100.
Somebody's picking up the drink tab. I'm not sure.
Miles had three questions that I wasn't prepared. Well, I mean, I think, so the town identity, I mean, that is the deal. I mean, that's why we want to be here. So we honor that. I think I already talked to that. Competing with local businesses, I think I spoke to that. I think some people said they're going to go to Breckenridge and see if there's another side to the story that you didn't see at Vail. I think that's great. And I would say every community relationship is different. I think all the partnerships are strong and they're collaborative, but they're all different, and each of them have different moments in time where there's tension, because you don't agree on everything. So I don't want to say it's a love fest from here on out, but at the end of the day, we know we're here for a long time, and we're in bed together, Miles. Not me and you personally, but that's my deal.
Hey, Blaze, thank you very much.